the rain beats against my window pane. I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
Summer song, Chad and Jeremy, local news. Timeless Hits, WRGN. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRGN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London.
At 7:35 this morning, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the house of the Father.
Pope Francis, dead at 88.
Buona Pasqua.
The Pope yesterday delivering the traditional Easter blessing from a wheelchair on the Vatican balcony after missing the open-air mass in St. Peter's Square, but then greeting the faithful from his Pope mobile later.
I minister to you, Father.
There was also a brief meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance.
I know you've not been feeling great, but it's good to see you.
Vance, a Catholic convert whose position on migration clashed with that of the late pontiff, sending condolences. Francis famously rejected the more luxurious trappings of the papacy, allying himself with the poor and the marginalized, says theologian Joel Hodge.
He brought so many beautiful gifts to the church, which are going to be missed.
To Vatican watcher Ed Sturton.
In a funny sort of way, you might say was sort of better loved in the world as a whole than he was in some parts of the church.
Condolences have been pouring in. The White House posting on X, rest in peace, Pope Francis. Russian President Vladimir Putin praising Francis as a, quote, defender of the highest values of humanism and justice. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
There have been tributes at landmarks around the world. Bells tolled 88 times for the 88-year-old Pope at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The Eiffel Tower will go dark tonight. The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem says there will be a mass for the Pope in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre Wednesday. CBS News confirms Pete Hegseth used his encrypted Signal messaging app to send a second text about plans for a U.S. attack on Houthi rebels in Yemen, this time to his wife, his brother, and his personal attorney, CBS's James Laporta.
If you talk to people in the intelligence community, if you talk to people in the U.S. military, regardless if it's classified or not classified, what career military professionals will tell you and what intelligence community people will tell you is that it's a violation of operational security.
The newly uncovered messages were sent the same day Hegseth mistakenly shared information with The Atlantic's editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg. The Supreme Court made an unusual weekend decision. By a 7-2 vote, it's temporarily blocked the deportation of a group of Venezuelans being held in Texas under an 18th century wartime law, the ACLU's Legal Alert.
We're hoping they keep the pause in place. Otherwise, these men will have been removed without any due process to a place where they could face torture or worse.
Again, our top story, Vatican announcing this morning Pope Francis has died at the age of 88. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Flight for Life was needed after one of the police chases in Racine this weekend. On Saturday night, a fleeing driver ran a stop sign at Victory and Lathrop, crashing into another vehicle. A 72-year-old man in the car hit was critically injured and flown to Fratert. We're working on an update on his condition. A 36-year-old suspect is now in custody. Early yesterday morning, a driver that took off from police was tased after he stopped near a home on Saxony. They already employ a lot of people living in Wisconsin. Now they're likely to hire even more. Abbott Labs plans to hire 200 workers at their Illinois facility as part of a $500 million U.S. expansion. New facilities at Abbott Park just across the state line are set to open this year. The medical device maker aims to increase domestic production despite tariff pressures. Area Democrats will gather in Racine come May. Racine's Infocinos Banquet Hall will host the first Congressional District Democratic Convention Saturday, May 3rd. State and local leaders like State Senator Bob Wirch and Racine Mayor Corey Mason are set to speak. Outgoing party chair Ben Wickler will address attendees via video. People will be able to hear from candidates seeking to replace Wickler as head of the state party. If driving to the draft is what you're doing, make sure you get up to speed on the goings-on in Green Bay. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says check 511wi.gov for traffic conditions and plan for extra travel time. Hundreds of thousands of fans are expected to travel to Lambeau Field in Green Bay April 24th through the 26th. WisDOT warns that construction is starting up for many highway projects, and motorists are reminded to slow down and avoid distractions, especially in those work zones. Significant road construction projects that may impact travel include construction on I-41 between Appleton and Green Bay and on I-41 between Military Road and Fond du Lac and Highway 26 in Oshkosh.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning, both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And that's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that. Hope we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be windy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this morning. We may see a little gradual clearing here by mid to late afternoon. Temperatures steady in the low 50s. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. 37 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Late day showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I just don't have any real innate skill for being a boyfriend. Like, I'm thankful that there's not an entrance exam to become a boyfriend, because I would fail it miserably. The woman would come back in with the results and be like, all right, Neil, we're not going to pass you. I think you knew that. A couple areas in which you didn't do well. One of them was listening. Question was, if you're watching basketball on TV and your girlfriend needed to speak to you, how would you handle it? We were looking for something like I'd turn the TV off and ask her what was going on with her, but you wrote down, I'd turn the TV up. And say, I can't talk right now, babe. It's the first quarter, which is one of the most important quarters. Neil, you also did poorly in conflict resolution. The question was, if your girlfriend had a serious issue with something you did, how would you deal with it? And you wrote down, I think of a time she did something similar, and say, now we're even.
And good morning. It's 7:08 at WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. Pastor Lynn Nyes is here. And, yo, you there, Lynn? I heard a strange.
I'm here.
Okay, good. And it's Nyes, right? I want to make sure I'm pronouncing everybody's name correctly.
Yes, Nyes.
Nyes, okay. Giving to the nations. You know, there are so many needs in this world that you can't possibly imagine. Now, when you think of needs, people think of, oh, I need food. I need money. But there are other things you need, too, and your organization takes care of. These are hygiene products for people because it's a necessary thing. It's not just food. You got to take care of your body. You got to take care of, keep it clean. I mean, you need these products, and sometimes you can't get a hold of them through different agencies, but that's what your agency is dedicated to, right?
Yes, 100%.
But how did this all start?
So,
Well, this actually started back in 2017 when we were looking at the needs in the community and in researching. And at that time, we saw a lot of food pantries that were closing that were associated with churches. And so we thought, okay, well, we need more food pantries then because these are closing. And found that indeed you always need food. And there's always that need for food, but there's a lot of food pantries out there, and there's a lot of food pantries out there. But in looking at the need of what was what they were serving and who was being served, we saw that no one was handling hygiene products. That hygiene products was not something. Food pantries had them if they got donated, which was a rarity because people don't think to donate hygiene products to food food pantries because they do food and they do what they do very well. So that's how we got started on the hygiene, was seeing that unmet need, or more often that undermet need and most often unmet need for the hygiene.
Now I see a ton of products you need, and people think, well, hygiene products, soap, what else do you need? There's a lot of stuff you need. Why don't you run through some of the products on the list here?
Oh, yeah. So what we help with is deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, bar soap, hand soap, shaving cream, razors, body wash, body lotion, feminine products, toothbrushes, toothpaste, floss. And then we help with the babies. We do wipes, ointment, baby wash, baby lotion. And then to hit the house to make sure, because we need to keep everything clean, the people, you know, our people and homes, right? The household detergent, multipurpose cleaner, disinfectant wipes, trash bags, paper towels, toilet paper, laundry detergent, and dryer sheets. So, and all just real basic essentials to keep us and our homes clean.
Now, here are the stats. I was really knocked out by this. You've already served nearly 6,000 people with almost 70,000 products. Whoa!
Yes.
That's a lot. Now, how do you need money donated? Do you need products donated? How does this work?
Well, actually, both. Both, actually. Monetary is always amazing because of the fact that we have found some really good suppliers, really good wholesalers that have good products that we can get them and in large sizes. And when I'm talking about large sizes, I'm looking at, like, you know, 20 ounces for shampoos, you know, your larger deodorants, you know, 15 to 20 ounces for the panty liner thing, stuff like that. We've really got it where we can make that monetary contribution stretch really far with some great products, really good sizes. But then also the products themselves are always greatly welcomed. And we actually have out on our website under our donate page, there's one of the areas to donate, and there's several different options to support, is under hygiene. And under that piece, there's actually the list that I had actually read off. And it actually gives all those products, and it also gives our requested size or our suggested sizes as far as, okay, this is really what we would like to see. We'll take, you know, larger, we'll take smaller, but this is really what we'd like to see that we found that works the best for our families, for how often we serve the families.
Now, I found out money is good, and I'll tell you why. When we ran Coats for the Children here years ago, we ran a Coats for the Children charity. People would donate coats, but if they donated money, I was able to go to stores and buy coats for literally pennies on the dollar. They would sell me because they were out of season or whatever they were, you know. They were out of season, so, you know, maybe a $30 coat would cost us $5. So it was nice. So when you donate money, you can finagle these people to giving you some really good value, you know, a lot of products for pennies on the dollar, which is really good.
Yes, exactly. And I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Okay, so if somebody wants to donate money or donate products, how do they do it? You can't, donating products to the mail is not going to work, or online. But if you want to donate, first of all, money, how do you donate money to the giving to the nations?
Oh, sure. So you can go on our website at givingtothenations.org, everything all spelled out, no numbers or spaces in there. And there's under the donate tab, there's actually place for monetary, and then you can choose if you want to make it a one-time donation or if you want to do a monthly donation, which we do, which is always greatly appreciated. I mean, it's all, everything's always greatly appreciated, right? Because it all, it just all has a positive impact. But you can put in that monetary donation. You can go right online, or else out there it does have our mailing address where you can go ahead, and if you prefer to do a check, you can do a check. But then also there's a kind of another monetary piece out there, which we have, is which is DAF Direct, which are actually donor advised funds. So if you have investments with Fidelity or Schwab or BNY Mellon, you can actually give through those donor advised funds on our website.
Now, if you want to donate boxes of product, if somebody can get a hold of those, how do they do that? They have to physically bring it in.
So you can give us a call, and at the 920, which is 770-8884, or you can send us an email at office@givingtothenations.org, and we will actually arrange to come pick it up.
Wow, that's great. That's easy service. And now, if somebody wants to, if they need these products for themselves or their families, how do they get them?
Yes, so they can go on our website, again, at thegivingtothenations.org, and on your homepage, you scroll down just a touch, and you'll see where it says our Healthy Essentials Pantry, and there's Apply Now. And when they go ahead and click on that, the forms can be printed, or if they scroll down further, the forms are open for them. So they can apply right online. If they don't have access to a computer or whatever, they can give us a call, and we'll go ahead and mail them out the forms. Or if that just totally doesn't work at all, we always have the option that we'll just take that information for them over the phone.
You know, that's just great. You know, and people that have money, and I'm not talking about loads of money. I'm talking about they're okay. They can manage their, you know, day-to-day finances. They can't imagine what it's like not to be able to afford this stuff. I mean, people go out to dinner, $50, $60 for one dinner, and they can't imagine what it's like to not afford, you know, toilet paper, not afford soap, shaving products, feminine products. They can't imagine it. And I was very fortunate in life where I didn't need any assistance in my life. But, you know, there are people that do, just fell on hard times for whatever reason. Doesn't matter why. They just fell on hard times and they need help. And I'm glad there's people like your organization that helps them, because, I mean, that must be terrible not to be able to get soap into the house if you have children, not to get cleaning products in the house, sanitary products. That's got to be a horrible feeling, but I'm glad there's people like you and your organization that help them. Once again, if they want to go online, it is what?
GivingToTheNations.org.
And the phone number if they need help and they don't have a computer?
Sure, 920-770-8884.
Now, if you missed that, we're going to podcast this. And if you missed any of that information, we'll podcast it by tomorrow, and you'll be able to listen to the interview again with the pastor, and we'll get all this information. Pastor Lynn Nyes from Giving to the Nations. It's a great thing you do. It's a great thing.
Awesome.
And I appreciate
it.
Yeah, I don't need it, but there are people that do, and it's nice to be out there, and I'm glad we were able to get that information out. And again, we'll podcast this, and we'll announce the podcast, and we'll get people hooked up with you that need this, okay? Hey, Pastor Lynn, hold on the line a sec, okay? Don't go anywhere. Hold on. All right, 718, local news, timeless hits, WRJN time for Pete and the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all three Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
with local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Stuck in the Middle with you. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, founders of Steeler's Wheel, had a band prior to that. And you know who their drummer was? Chevy Chase. That's right. The Chevy Chase, the actor, was the drummer with Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. And they, after Chevy Chase left, they formed Steeler's Wheel with some other drummer.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag and a pretty floating pine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9.
Potion number 9, 725, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Researchers at MIT, no less, conducted some Oreology studies to determine if it's possible to split an Oreo cookie perfectly so that there's an even amount of cream on both wafers. As it turns out, no, there's not. What that study cost. All right, it's time for the rest of the story with Paul Harvey, sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul Harvey coming up in 30 seconds.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with fresh flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. A stunning bouquet, a custom arrangement, or a thoughtful gift paired with DeBrand Premium Chocolates or Carrie's Candles with signature scents like Mom's Home, Wisconsin Northwoods, or Ocean Breeze. Shop early for the best selection because Mom deserves the very best. Order online at sunnysidefloristofkenosha.com or enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Now, the rest of the story. What a sight it is. What a sight. Rick Hansen has been gone more than 2 years, had set out 26 months previous on a mega marathon that had taken him around the world, and now here he is coming home. This phenomenal 29-year-old athlete, 20 miles from his hometown destination. Yet even at that distance, ecstatic spectators are lining the roadside, many waving yellow ribbons, others holding roses or bunches of daisies, cast flowers in his path, thousands standing with fingers poised on camera shutter buttons, hoping to capture this historic moment for posterity. And out in front, escorting Rick on the home stretch, British Columbia police cars, rolling with their lights, flashing triumphantly, and there, at the center of all this attention, this handsome hero, relentlessly making his way to the point where it had all begun, the parking lot of Vancouver's Oak Ridge Mall. Only 300 or so had assembled to see him off that rainy March day in 1985. But now in the glorious springtime of 1987, Rick Hansen is coming home, and tens of thousands are mobbing the parking lot in the nearby streets, cheering, awaiting the promised moment that few thought would ever come. The magnificent marathon man had traversed 5 mountain ranges on 4 continents. He had passed through 34 countries and temperatures running the gamut from subtropical to sub-zero. He had endured 1 flood and 4 robberies in remote regions. And now at the end of this remarkable record-shattering journey, Rick Hansen was looking back over the course of 24,901 miles, roughly equivalent to the circumference of the earth itself. The lone marathoner is in sight now, and word spreads along the Oak Ridge crowd like fire on a fuse. Here he is. Here he comes. Those close enough on the cleared pathway call out individual greetings. Keep it up, Rick. We're proud of you, son. Keep it up. And some reach out to touch him, and the rest wave as he passes, and Rick smiles and waves back. It's the face of a movie star, the arms and chest of a big league power hitter, yet the humility of an Alvin York. And the citizens of Vancouver love this man. The 105-degree heat of the Australian desert and the windswept passes of the Swiss Alps and the Canadian Rockies are behind him now, and all that's left is love. There's a new niece in Rick's family, 7 months young, whom he has never seen. There is much else ordinary for this extraordinary man to catch up on, and he will, here at the end of a 25,000-mile road which no one had ever traveled before. And Rick's competitors in this marathon, they had all been left behind. Each and every one left behind in the dust of another hemisphere. Opponents with names like fear and discouragement and the preconceived notion that certain people must be pigeonholed as society prescribes. Rick Hansen has vanquished them all by safely and successfully circling planet Earth with utterly useless legs. And yet under his own power, with determined hands, spinning the steel rims of the wheels of a wheelchair. And now, you know the rest of the story.
And we have another rest of the story coming up 12:05. Dan Marcus here at WRJN. We're talking pancakes in just a moment. Right now it's exactly 7:30. Let's check news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're seeing police say a 72-year-old man is fighting for his life after a Saturday night chase ended in a crash at Victory and Lathrop. Flight for Life was called with the victim flown to Milwaukee. The suspect, a 36-year-old man, was taken into custody with formal charges not yet filed. In another Racine police chase early yesterday, officers tased a driver who fled and later stopped near Saxony. Protesters gathered on overpasses over the weekend. It was part of what's called a national Stop the Cuts campaign, targeting the Trump administration's reduction in federal funding. There were several vehicle-based events, including a demonstration on Wisconsin Avenue above 43 in Milwaukee. Similar protests were held across the area, including in Union Grove, Muskego, and Oconomowoc. The Racine Zoo has won a contest which will allow them to raise some big dollars. The Baird Center in Milwaukee ran a contest for area groups looking to hold a fundraiser in their fancy gala space. A statement says the Racine Zoo beat out over 120 applicants and will hold a Milwaukee fundraising event next year at no expense. Zoo officials say they'll be raising money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. Racine drivers should prepare for a two-month shutdown on Main Street. It'll be closed between Gould and Augusta as major road construction kicks off. The city aims to have the road back open for summer events like the Lighthouse Run and the 4th of July Parade. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The latest milk production report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture comes out on Tuesday. The avian flu, or H5N1 virus, circulating in dairy cattle is still a part of the milk production conversation. One of the symptoms of the virus in dairy cows is that milk production is limited. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you on a Monday morning. This is the Midwest Farm Report. California and Idaho are the states with the largest detections of the virus in dairy cows in the last 30 days. Everegg dairy broker Cody Koster says it's something he pays attention to daily.
Yeah, I've had a few clients in different states that have gotten it for a second time now, and just about all of them that I've talked to have told me it's not as bad as the first time. The first time they were down anywhere from 15 to the most I heard was 30 pounds of fluid. They kind of came back from that. The butterfat and protein out of the cows was looking a lot better. They just said the second round is hit and the milk production isn't down as much. It's just kind of turning the cows a little bit more skinnier. The udder is starting to retract up a little bit. And so there's a little bit of a scare on that side.
Cody Koster is a dairy broker and analyst with Everegg with an update on the H5N1 virus circulating in dairy cows. Stick around for how markets are reacting after a three-day weekend. Next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Markets are mixed to start a Monday morning. From Chicago, cash corn is up 3.25 cents at 485.5. December new crop corn up 1.5 cents at 467.5. Soybeans are also trading higher. Cash beans up 4.25 at 1040.75. November new crop beans up 3.5 cents, trading at 1036 a bushel. But July new crop wheat is down 1 cent at 561.25. The May Class 3 milk contract is sitting neutral at 1830. Hundredweight. The June contract is up 13 cents at 1756. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
It is going to be windy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this morning. We may see a little gradual clearing here by mid to late afternoon. Temperatures steady in the low 50s. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. 37 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Late day showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
It's the easiest thing in the world. Find someone to love. It's a good thing to do. Just find one. You got to find one. There's billions out there. Find one person that doesn't make you throw up when they take their clothes off. That's it. It's a very simple thing. I mean, look, making it work can be tricky because that's when people have ideas of what it's supposed to be. You have to, when you're with someone young, you look at them, this isn't the person you're going to be with, right? This is, you have to look 30 years down the road. Who's, what is this, you have to look at your guy now and picture him 30 years from now. Three times the size. Just like a snowman of blubber around this guy. Bald, bald. Or worse, just three hairs like a doll that's been caught in a fire.
And we're talking pancakes. Did you bring any samples with you, by the way?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, man, get out of here. Bill Pucci is here from Roma Lodge, and Pancake Day is coming up on?
April 26th this year.
I thought it was the first Saturday in May every
That's
year.
That's a great question, and we get that quite a bit. What we did was when we took over the Pancake Day from the Kiwanis back in 2019, we took a good look at the date, which was competing with both the kickoff of the fishing season. We competed with Kentucky Derby. We found that it was the also about the time that all the weddings were getting launched, with May being a really popular month for that. With us being a banquet facility out there at the Roma Lodge, we thought this would be a good opportunity to move the date, because we're also moving the location, right, out to Spring Street there. So we decided, when I say we, it's a committee that was formed, and we moved it to the last Saturday in April so as not to compete with everything that was going on the first weekend in May.
Yeah, I can't picture people saying, yeah, Kentucky Derby, should I go to Louisville or should I go to Pancake Day?
Tough
can't,
call.
I can't make up my mind. Which do I want to do? Do I want to get married today or skip the wedding, or do I want to go to Pancake Day?
Yeah,
it's a tough decision.
We didn't want to have to put the bride through that stress on top of
it. Yeah, I was
going
to go to
else.
My daughter's wedding today, but pancakes sound so much better. She'll understand. Okay, give us a little history of Pancake Day, because you're right, the Kiwanis used to do Pancake Day. That, when I first moved to Racine, it was Kiwanis Pancake Day at Festival Hall. So it changed. So give us a little bit of the history here.
Well, not uncommon to find a Pancake Day hosted by a Kiwanis group anywhere in the country. It was a nationwide event, not always on that date, but the Kiwanis, traditionally throughout the country, and it's an international organization, so I don't know if that applies to other countries, but the Racine Kiwanis back in 1955 established the Pancake Day here in Racine. I think it was a greater Racine Kiwanis group. We had probably three or four at the time back in the 50s that operated in the city. They ran it down at the Memorial Hall. A lot of people my age would remember as a child, attending Pancake Day there.
I remember that, yeah.
Sure, and then it moved over to the festival site, the festival hall. Once that was completed, then it could accommodate more people, so they transferred over there. And here now, finally, turning it over to the Roma Lodge, in 2019, because the group, just like so many other care organizations, just dwindled down in their membership. They weren't getting an influx of the younger men, and it just became too big of a job for that small of a group. So they came and spoke to us. Now we're a club that's made up of about 300 members, not including the Victoria Kelowna, which is the female organization affiliated with the Roma. We had both the facility and the manpower to take it over. And as a labor of love, with me remembering it as a child, we decided to do that, you know, to try to keep this long and storied tradition alive for Racine.
Now, Roma Lodge obviously knows how to serve food because that's what they do. They have a restaurant there. You can eat there. They know how to do that. So that worked out well. We were talking about some of the stats of how many pancakes you sell, serve, and you said how many people show up, and a round number.
Well, during its heyday, the Kiwanis would run that promotion from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. And in their heyday, the rumor is that they did between 8 and 10,000 breakfasts, you know, throughout the day. Yeah. Back during a time when we weren't competing with travel baseball and travel soccer and families just spread thin like they are with so many other commitments. Back in the day, yeah, they did quite a few. Now, we've scaled it down. Hours are from 7 until 3, and we did that with the idea that maybe the Kiwanis can't manage to pull it off anymore because they were running a promotion from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. That's just
it's a lot of volunteers.
Yeah, and a killer schedule. So we're shooting for 4,000 breakfasts.
So that's 3 pancakes per breakfast. We were doing the math before. That's 12,000 pancakes, plus everybody gets 2 sausages with that.
2 sausage links.
So that's 8,000 sausage links.
All right.
So, and is there's a drink, obviously.
Yeah, you have a choice between apple, orange juice, or chocolate or white milk, and then coffee is served throughout the day, complimentary.
So now we can figure out the number of gallons.
Gallons, right, yeah.
So this is a big undertaking.
And in addition to that,
how many sacks of pancake mix do you have?
Well, that's probably a question for my, I got a committee member who's in charge of ordering all our goods. I don't have that stat. I know it comes in boxes. And the point you were making earlier about us being Italian and kind of famous for food, there was a lot of pressure to, you know, to put a pancake breakfast on where it wouldn't necessarily be our forte, but we knew we had to up the game a little bit. So there was a taste testing with a bunch of different options. We zested up a little bit, throw a little Italian flair on it, and both the culture of Italy, the Roma Lodge, all those reputations on the line. So we get a lot of compliments on the breakfast.
Oh, and how many gallons of syrup?
Yeah, sure. We go through
and butter.
Yeah, and butter as well. Yeah.
That's a lot of food.
We got the utensils out there. We also have
napkins and utensils.
Oh, sure. It's quite an undertaking. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Forget about all the side little things you need, too.
Oh, we also offer a little gourmet syrup that you can purchase. That's a bourbon-infused maple syrup that if you want to bring your breakfast up to a whole nother notch. We offer that.
By the way, do you ever try to buy real maple syrup? It's very expensive. I mean, the stuff we have is cornstarch.
Right,
it's
sure.
not really maple
I'm
syrup.
I'm afraid, yeah, and that would be our profit margin going right there.
But the real maple syrup, when you go into a supermarket, is very expensive.
Yeah.
This is the stuff they actually get from the trees, the stuff we buy, log cabin syrup. It's, you know, fake syrup.
Well, it's also what your kids are going to eat.
Syrup doesn't taste that well.
Not necessarily. Yeah. If you've been raised on something else, you spend the extra money, bring it home, you're all excited about it, and your kids turn the nose up to it. So we stick to the plan, and the syrup that we serve is, you know, what you're used to having. We also have a bar. We also have a bar that is unique to the Pancake Day after Room into the Roma Lodge, is that we serve some breakfast libations. with pancake.
Like enough like a whiskey sour with your pancakes.
Well, we try to stick to the screwdriver and the mimosas, you know. And then Bloody Marys are passed around as well.
So. Like a shot of scotch, right?
Well, when you see some of those poor mothers coming in the morning dragging three or four kids that are, you know, a challenge, we thought, you know, a mimosa for that woman would be appreciated right about now.
We're going to talk about those giant griddles that they're famous for at these events. Coming up in just a moment, Bill Pucci is here. We're talking about the Roma Lodge Pancake Day, which is coming up on
April 26th.
From
the Roma Lodge on Spring Street.
No, the time.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We're going from 7 a.m. Until 3 p.m.
All right. Lots of pancakes, lots of syrup, utensils, butter, liquid drinks. Boozy drinks if you need some.
Got live entertainment as well.
Oh, really? Who's performing?
Well, we have an array of different entertainers that are dedicating 1 hour of a set as a volunteer.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I don't remember that at Kiwanis. Festival Hall, they had entertainment?
They did. They had entertainment throughout the day. We kind of toned it down a little bit. The brass band is uninvited, but we're sticking to some acoustic, nice, folksy music.
Okay, that's nice. All right, more with Bill coming up in just a moment. 7:45, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Bill Pucci is here from Pancake Day at Roma Lodge coming up on April 26th. You just told me that four times. You figure I can remember that stuff. April 26th from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m.
That's right.
I remember that. Let's talk about those giant grills. When it used to be at Festival Hall, I was just amazed they would flip these pancakes up to the ceiling and they'd come right down on the grill where they were supposed to come down.
Sure.
It's a giant grill. It's a circular grill that just keeps turning around. And they put the batter at one end, they flip it halfway, and by the time it gets around in a circle, it's all done.
That's right, yeah.
And you got to have a skill to flip that thing way in the air without having to hit somebody in the head with it who's sitting not far away. And, you know, you don't want to lose too many on the floor.
That's our profit on the floor. No.
So come a little closer. I want to hear everything you have to say.
Yeah, some of these guys are flipping them, catching them behind the back. They'll tag team with another grill, and the pancake will be tossed from one to the other. Those grills, and I don't know what to call them, because they're really not a grill so much as a rotating 5-foot-wide gas-powered griddle. It's a flat top, about a half-inch-thick piece of aluminum that rotates. Back in the Racine's sort of gilded era in 1961, The Kiwanis decided that they wanted to up their game a little bit. Now, there's pictures of them cooking pancakes in 55 on Weber grills outside. So I don't know if anyone remembers the really early days before these were put in place, but they weren't doing 10,000 breakfasts without these griddles. So four of them, 5 foot wide, were constructed in the basement of Twin Disc. So old HF Batten allowed these guys to tinker with a prototype down in the basement to try to make something that they could really cook out, push out these pancakes with. And that was the welders and tinkers and engineers that came up with this prototype. A few guys, the story has it that a few guys from Modine across the street were invited to come on over because they were having a problem with burning the pancakes from the bottom before the top would sear over. And Modine put a crucial component onto it, which would score the top of the pancake as it slid underneath and fixed the issue. They created four of them, which still exist today. Roma Lodge, when we took over Pancake Day, we went over them all, took them apart, greased them up. They got a fresh paint job, and we hook them up in a daisy chain of a gas line, all four of them in a row. And I remember the first time we lit them to see if it would work or not, because the engineers, they don't have a little metal plate to go off of on how many BTUs these are putting out because they're made by hand. So they were asking me, well, what's the flow rate or what's the water pressure of some sort or another? These were numbers that I don't possess, but the only way to know was to hook them all up. We did, and we got them all going full blast, and someone looked up at the sprinkler head and said, are you sure that's a good idea? Yeah, so we had to do that's a little good. Bit of adjustment to make sure that we didn't set it off any sprinklers. But yeah, those make it available for us to even attempt something like
that. Where do you store them?
Well, we if it's okay to put a plug in, yeah. Storage Sense is a facility on Memorial Drive. They do, it's the old Hamilton Beach building.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is, yeah.
And they have storage facilities over there. Well, out of the kindness and as a sponsorship for Pancake Day, they allow us to keep all of our equipment in a storage garage over there on Memorial Drive.
You don't think they're firing them up when you're not there and making pancakes for themselves?
Well, I think they very well. Yes, I wouldn't be surprised.
Bring the families over. Hey, guess what we got?
I bet you a brat would come out really good on top of one of those.
Every food would come out great on that thing. What are you talking about?
Sure.
And it's it just makes a complete circle. And when it's done, it's done.
It's four guys. Yeah. That man, one grill. So we have the first grill is the Morelli grill. Then the second grill is the Silvani grill. These are families.
This sounds like a World War II thing when they're naming all the outposts.
Ships,
yeah,
right?
The outposts.
Yeah, all four grills named after an Italian family that are dedicated to manning that grill. Four guys to a grill. There's an articulating arm that holds a gallon's worth of pancake
batter. Ooh, I like that word. What'd you call it?
It's a articulating arm.
Articulating, that's good. Yeah, you went to college for that
word,
didn't you?
Well, I think I looked that one up before I came over.
Okay. Well, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then they'll drop the pancake batter on the grill, and then it rotates over to your first or second guy.
So how do they know to flip these things up toward the ceiling?
Well,
because that takes that's an art to do
it
that.
Is, yeah. And we're dealing with a little bit of a shorter ceiling than what they had over at Memorial and Festival Hall, so it's a lot more precision. And I can't tell you, I can't promise that we don't have one or two of them stuck to the ceiling by the time the day's over.
Do they ever miss and get them on the floor?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
It's a learning curve.
Well, they're again trying to lift their game up, and it's always a little bit more elaborate than the year before. They've got matching shirts. They've got the little chef hats. There's even talk about a little dance routine set to music this year. So we're always trying to up our game a little bit.
How much to get in?
So we do a advanced ticket sales with vendors all throughout the city. There's 26 businesses, and I won't name one for the fear of forgetting a number of them. But you check with your local bar, your local pizzeria, your local barber. They're selling tickets at these vendors. We've also made them available online. You can purchase a ticket for $10 in advance of the day through our Facebook page. There's a race, the Roma Lodge hosted Racine Pancake Day on our Facebook page. And it's $12 at the door on the day of. So $10 in advance and $12 at the door.
Now, it's all you can eat, huh?
And it's an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. Yes. Now, all-you-can-eat pancakes.
Right.
Then the milk and the sausage are purchased
one,
all
one time. Yeah.
After that, you can help yourself to as many as you'd want. We get maybe another dollar for two or three more sausage after that.
Well, that's pretty good.
It's a pretty
good come hungry.
Value. Yeah. Well, we're encouraging grandparents to grab the kids, bring them out, the grandkids, and families with kids. Anyone under five is allowed in free. So if you got a young family, it's a good day.
Pack up the babies, grab the old ladies, and run the pancake day. Remember Neil Diamond? Pack up the babies, grab the old ladies.
Sure, Neil.
Everybody knows. So this is good. And again, this is April 26th.
April 26th.
7 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it didn't take me long to memorize that.
Yeah.
And this is this used to be Kiwanis Pancake Day. Now it's Roma Lodge Pancake Day.
Yes.
And you say, now, is there people you wanted to thank? You had a list of people, or did you not?
Well, I did. I'd also like the community to understand how we invite the youth groups throughout the city to come out and volunteer. We've got the Roma Lodge is a crew of guys that, you know, make themselves available for this day. I've got a committee that I want to thank, which is made up of Roma Lodge members and Victoria Kelowna members. So the Victoria Kelowna is the women's organization that's affiliated with the lodge, and they serve on my committee and as volunteers. But then we go out into the community, and invited this year are some Girl Scouts. In the past, we've had the Lighthouse Brigade. Sports teams would come out from the different high schools. This year, Pike High School football team is coming out to volunteer their time. We're using the football team for teardown because that's a lot of grunt work, and offensive linemen are very good at that sort of job, right?
Free pancakes for those guys.
And we take care of them, absolutely. Okay. Everyone right. Volunteering gets a free breakfast. Yeah, we're happy to do that. So the whole point of it is that these youth groups can come on in and volunteer their time and get a little bit of a lesson on, you know, civic responsibility, trying to help out in their community. Then we manage to put a few profits together after a successful pancake day, and then the committee redistributes those funds back into the community with an emphasis on nonprofit, you know, youth-orientated groups. So this from 2024 proceeds, we made donations to an organization that builds beds for children that otherwise wouldn't have a place to sleep. We donate every year to Toys for Tots, Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots, Coos for Kids, which is a fantastic organization that helps families of disabled and terminally ill children. Couldn't think of a better organization to donate to. And then we also get nominations from our membership for some smaller groups that maybe would be flying under the radar. We donated this year to a group called Orchestrating Good, which is a group that donates food and sundries to our COP houses. There's seven COP houses throughout the community.
Who oversees all? That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. You'd be surprised at how much work it is to give away money and to do it responsibly, you know? So, you know, we're a steward of the funds that are generated by the community. They're kind enough to come out and give us that $10 or $12 on the day of. And then, and kind of in keeping with the Kiwanis mission, which was always dedicated towards the youth, we thought that that's what, you know, we would do. So, our committee would do the due diligence on investigating all of these different groups, which ones, and then there's a rotation too. So we want to make sure that we entertain, you know, every nomination for it. We'll go through what it is that they do, maybe a little interview process, and then we're handing out a check. Luigi will stand there. That's our Italian chef, our mascot, and he's kind enough to show up when he's not making pancakes to hand out a big carnival-sized check to an organization.
You know, it's amazing. In the first half hour, we spoke to Pastor Lynn Nyes, and she runs an organization, and it's called Giving to the Nations. Now, what they do is they supply hygiene products to people that can't afford them. You know, always think of giving food and housing, but hygiene products, you never think of that. You never think of people can't afford a bar of soap, can't afford, you know, little Clorox wipes like I have here. You know, people can't afford them. Not everybody's got money in their pocket.
Yeah.
And it's good to know that there are organizations like the one you're representing and also the pastor was representing that help people. Because probably, you know, I don't know about your background, but I always had money in my pocket. My father always had money in his pocket. We never had a want for anything. We, you know, my father wasn't rich growing up, but we were able to get what we needed.
Sure.
A lot of people can't get what they need. And it's hard to believe if you always have money in your pocket. You can't picture that you can't afford a bar of soap. There are some people that can't afford a bar of soap. I mean, I don't know anybody like that, but there are people out there because the pastor said thousands of people can't afford these hygiene products around Wisconsin.
No, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm afraid so. No, I was lucky enough as well. I, you know, plug out to my father. He was a local barber. He still is actually here in town. I work with him, and he worked hard for, you know, over 60 some years, but always kept us in food and clothes and.
The most famous barber I know, Perry Como.
Perry Como was a barber?
Yep. I interviewed him on the air once. He started out as a barber.
Huh.
And he said he would still like to go back to that when I told him he's no longer with us. But yeah, when we had him on the air at this radio station, as a matter of fact, years ago. And he said, yeah, he was started out as a barber.
I'll be.
Most famous barber you know now.
Yeah, sure.
Perry Como. All right. So it's Pancake Day, Roma Lodge. It's April 26th. From 7 a.m. till 3 p.m., tickets in advance, travel around town, you'll see them. You can get them at the door, too, right?
You purchase them at the door, yeah, okay. And or online on the day of.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Don. I appreciate you having me on. Thanks so much for this.
Bring any samples with you. I was counting on a plate of hot pancakes.
You asked me twice
sausage.
Now, and I'll remember next time to do so.
Okay. Bill Pucci from Roma Lodge, and looking forward to Pancake Day coming up right now, though. It's 8 o'clock on the nose.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Bells toll for Pope Francis. The Vatican announced this morning the 88-year-old pontiff had died just one day after he blessed the faithful from his wheelchair on a balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.